800-800-8000.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, April 7th. Currently with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 50%. The wind speed is southwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.34. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The murder trial for a Kansas woman will continue as scheduled. Roxanne Stewart has the story.
A motion for dismissal in the 2002 murders of Mike Sisko and his fiancee Karen Harkness by his ex-wife has been denied. News 13 reports Dana Chandler's lead attorney filed three motions in Shawnee County District Court asking for dismissal due to violation of her right to a speedy trial and exclusion of prejudicial evidence, as well as a third motion, which included items in the second motion. What will be Chandler's third trial is scheduled for October 16th. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A bad accident in Lyon County claimed the lives of two men. The crash involved two semis and three SUVs and happened on U.S. Highway 50 west of Emporia on Wednesday. State police said two of the SUV drivers died in the accident, and the driver and passenger from the third SUV were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Kansas Highway Patrol said all drivers and passengers were wearing seatbelts. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas legislature officially passed a bill removing state agency fees for concealed carry licenses. The Senate voted 27-10 to adopt the conference committee report for House Sub for SB 116 on Wednesday, sending it to the governor's desk. The amended legislation passed the House 86-37 on Wednesday morning. The bill would eliminate $100 from the total concealed carry license issuance fee, which is currently set at $132.50. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach released a statement praising legislators for taking action to pass the bill, saying Kansans should not have to pay the state a fee in order to exercise a constitutional right. He said, "We don't have to buy a license to exercise our right to speak. Churchgoers do not pay the state in order to attend church, and lawful gun owners shouldn't have to pay for the privilege of bearing arms in a manner that is the most common way of carrying in the 21st century." Kobach proposed the elimination of the $100 fee charged by the Office of the Attorney General to process the application for the concealed carry license during his 2022 campaign for Attorney General. And he said the vote fulfills that campaign promise, making Kansas the second state in the United States to eliminate the concealed carry license fee. He added that county sheriffs will continue to collect a $32.50 fee for their part in the concealed carry license process. The proposal would also remove a $16 fee paid to the Kansas Department of Revenue for the issuance and renewal of the concealed carry license card, and it will get rid of the $25 fee paid to renew the license and the $15 late fee for failure to renew the license. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will have just a few weeks before the veto session on April 26th to decide whether to veto the bill. The House would need 84 votes to override a veto, and 27 votes is needed in the Senate. As of Thursday, Reno County was one of the final places in Kansas where you could still get gas for under $3 a gallon, and that's likely to not continue for long. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas said they started to see gas prices again on the rise, fueled by a couple of things. First of all is robust demand, as demand seems to be rebounding, as is typical because this time of year they start seeing more people out driving as the weather improves. Second, there was also an unexpected event that happened in the last few days that caused crude oil prices to rise. On Sunday, OPEC and other major oil producers, including Russia, known as OPEC Plus, announced a voluntary agreement to slash their output by just over 1 million barrels per day through the end of 2023. Stewart said they've seen oil prices rise about $6 a barrel from where it was a week ago, coming in at over the $80 mark. And that's part of the ongoing equation because oil prices directly impact the prices that are seen in gasoline at the pumps, with over half of the price of a gallon of gas being set by the price of the oil that it was made from. Stewart said the summer blend gasoline is also entering into the system, which is a little bit more expensive, so it also adds a few additional cents to the gas price. Finally, Stewart said that the one thing that could lower pump prices is if worldwide demand remains sluggish due to fears of a potential recession. Kansas is in a drought, and a bad one, as the U.S. Drought Monitor's most recent update shows most of the western half of the state is in the deep red exceptional drought level. And Lucas Hogg, an agronomist with K-State Extension in Colby, said there are fairly serious conditions across the whole High Plains region. Hogg said the lack of moisture has nearly destroyed the region's winter wheat crop, and now it's threatening corn and sorghum because of how little moisture there is in the ground. He said a failed crop with less residue leads to a higher probability of another failed crop, and it doesn't take an average year. It takes an above-average year of precipitation to pull out of that spiral. Extension agents say that unless you have irrigation, there's not a lot you can do to counter the dry conditions. And Hogg said that farmers are already irrigating their fields, though that also runs some risk for farmers in trying to save what they've planted or starting to plan ahead. If you are running irrigation now and we stay dry all year, there's a chance that you may run out before it gets to that pollination, that grain filling, when water is really needed. And Hogg warns that with more farmers running their water this early out west, it'll put a huge strain on the Ogallala Aquifer. As an eventful week in the Kansas legislature continues, lawmakers sent a few more bills to the governor on Thursday. Amendments to House Bill 2236, the Parents' Bill of Rights, that allows parents to pull their students out of classes and lessons they find objectionable, were worked out in a joint conference. It was then approved by the House, who had initially rejected the Senate's version of the bill. Neither chamber had enough votes to override a possible veto from Governor Kelly, who vetoed similar legislation last year. In a similar process, the House has sent House Bill 2344 to the governor's desk, and this legislation sets measures for child care facilities to bypass certain licensing and training requirements. Support for the proposal is divided between various child care groups. The House then returned later in the night to pass several bills on final action. House Bill 2100 was replaced in conference with legislation banning ESG criteria from being used for investment by state agencies. Kansas Treasurer Stephen Johnson praised the passage, saying he commends the legislature for its passage of this bill to ensure Kansas taxpayer dollars are invested in ways that maximize returns and are not used to advance political agendas. And House Bill 2184, which now contains the state budget, was also approved with funding for education taken out to consider separately. In Nebraska news, according to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work is to begin April 10th on N10 from reference post 3420 to reference post 4556. The work includes bridge work, concrete patching, concrete grinding, intersection modification, replacing light poles, culvert replacement, asphalt milling and overlay, pavement markings, earth shoulder construction, and seeding. N-74 will be closed to highway traffic at the junction of N-10 and N-74 during the reconstruction of that junction. Additional information will be provided prior to the detour going into effect, and traffic will be maintained with the pilot car, flaggers, and temporary traffic signals. The anticipated completion is the winter of 2023. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. A domestic assault charge against Nebraska's former interim head football coach, Mickey Joseph, has been dismissed. Lancaster County court records say that prosecutors filed a motion to dismiss one count of assault by strangulation or suffocation against Mickey Joseph, who's 55. Joseph was the interim head football coach during the 2022 season. Court records do not give a specific reason for the dismissal. However, prosecutors had been trying to issue a subpoena to Joseph's wife, Priscilla, in Arizona. An affidavit says a law enforcement officer in Arizona attempted to contact Joseph to serve her with the subpoena multiple times on March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 27th, but was unsuccessful. The charge stemmed from an incident last November where Joseph's wife, Priscilla, told Lincoln police that Mickey assaulted her following an argument over marriage infidelity. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced that they plan to begin a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County starting the week of April 17th. The bridge, which spans the Kyle Railroad, is located approximately 13 miles east of the U.S. 183 junction, or 2 miles east of Agra. The activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in early July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. And John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. The Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors has named Carol Hale as its new executive director, and Hale brings 10 years of experience working in the Norton community, both professionally as the grant coordinator for the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas's Pathways to a Healthy Kansas program, and personally with a passion for arts, civic interest, and volunteerism. Hale said she is honored to be joining the Norton Regional Health Foundation as the executive director. She said while working throughout the Norton community, she's always respected the work of the foundation with its focus on supporting the health and wellness of the community through philanthropic endeavors at the Norton County Hospital and in projects throughout the county. She added that she's thrilled to be learning from Katie Wagner through this transition and excited to continue her work in fostering relationships in the community. Hale assumed the role starting April 1st, with the former executive director, Katie Wagner, taking on a mentorship role to assist Hale in transitioning to her new role. Hale will continue to carry out duties as the grant coordinator for Pathways, while also learning the day-to-day functions of the foundation and meeting with donors and community partners. After 7 years serving as the communications director for the Norton County Hospital and the executive director of the Norton Regional Health Foundation, Katie Wagner announced her resignation from her roles to pursue an exciting new opportunity. Hale said the Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors and the Norton County Hospital staff have expressed sincere gratitude for all that Katie has done to build the foundation while also being the voice of the Norton County Hospital. She said everyone will miss her and they wish her the best in her new endeavor. The Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors includes President Terry Nelson, Vice President Jill Edgett, and Secretary Treasurer Karen Griffiths, along with Jill Hall, Megan Kieswetter, Jennifer Miller, and Chris Tanner. The foundation is officed within the Norton County Hospital, and more information is available at ntcohosp.com. Northern Valley Junior High Boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on April 6th, the Northern Valley Junior High Boys traveled to Norton for their first track meet of the season, and 10 schools competed in the always competitive Norton Invitational. The Northern Valley 6th and 7th grade boys did well, placing 5th as a team, scoring 52 points. The Huskies won 4 medals on the day, with Tate Talheim winning the gold medal in the pole vault, and Tate Talheim, Lucas Hansen, Cash Compton, and Griffin McKinney winning the gold medal in the 4x200 relay. Griffin McKinney threw well in the shot, placing 2nd, and Lucas Hansen ran hard in the 200, placing 3rd. The two Northern Valley 8th grade boys also competed hard on the day, with Wyatt Compton placing 4th in the 100 hurdles. The Huskies have 2 meets next week at Oberlin and Stockton. The Northern Valley 8th grade boys team placed 10th, with Wyatt Compton placing 4th in the hurdles. Funeral services for Maris Brooks, 98 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, April 8th, at the United Methodist Church in Clayton, and interment will follow at the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, April 7th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Clayton United Methodist Church or the Clayton Cemetery and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street here in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 69 and breezy with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 38 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with the high near 75 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday night, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 44 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 72. And on Sunday night, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. Then a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Should be partly cloudy with a low around 40. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 72. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 82. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 84 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is southwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.34. The dew point is 19 degrees. And the current wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. With the national champion in men's college basketball now decided, all the attention will turn to the transfer portal in the first phase of the NCAA offseason. And Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed Kansas State's patience when it comes to the transfer portal and how he feels head coach Jerome Tang might wait to see if any specific guys come into the portal in the later phases.
But he also went on to say there will be another wave of guys coming into the portal, and there'll be, we expect, a number of them to come in on the last day. Now, that doesn't sound like conjecture to me after covering him for over a year. That indicates to me he knows specifically some players they suspect will be in the portal. Not in a general sense, but they know what players. So I think he's kind of slowed down the process to say, we're not in a hurry. This isn't a race. There'll be plenty of good players, and he knows it quite well because he proved it true to everyone in K-State Nation last year by, you know, adding pieces right up until August that turned out to really work for K-State.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well-child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st to generate carbon credits for qualifying practice changes you've made dating back to Harvest 2021. Carbon by Indigo is partnering with ag businesses to help farmers create a carbon farming plan and generate credits. Visit indigoag.com/local to see if an ag business partner you currently work with can help you enroll in Carbon by Indigo. Farmers have received nearly $5 million in payments for their carbon credit production since our program began. Visit indigoag.com/local to enroll by May 1st and maximize your carbon payment potential. Terms and conditions apply. See program agreement for details.
My tears. Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't go
100 years. Don't put your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. There's so much I wanna do. I've got love enough for two.